This is Catherine Hastings, and you're listening to Word Temple on KRCB 91.1 FM. I am very happy to introduce my next guest, who is Michelle Wing. She is one of three editors of an anthology called Cry of the Nightbird, Writers Against Domestic Violence. Michelle is also a poet herself, and when we finish this segment with the anthology, I'm going to ask her to read some of her own poems from Body on the Wall. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Catherine. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. This anthology is stunning to look at and to hold, and the poems in the book and other writings are very, very powerful. Can you tell me how this project started?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Back in 2010, I became a volunteer with YWCA Sonoma County, and I've actually done volunteer work with other domestic violence agencies. It's something that I'd been interested in before. And when I joined the YWCA here in Sonoma County, we were doing some brainstorming and trying to figure out something new to do for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which happens every October. And the work I'd done before had always been very frontline. You know, I'd done crisis line work and court accompaniment and things like that. And this time I thought, well, you know, I'm a writer, so why don't I do something that's really using that skill? And I came up with the idea of putting a call out to the general community to solicit writing, poems, fiction, and memoir about the topic of domestic violence. So we went ahead and did that. And it was interesting because, you know, that first year I thought, I don't know, will anybody even do it? But it worked. And we received submissions from all over the county. And that first year, I went through all of the things, and then we invited the writers to come in October, and they read the works aloud. So that project was called Changing Hurt to Hope, Writers Against Domestic Violence. And it was so powerful. I really wanted to figure out a way to make it last beyond just a couple of nights in October. Mm-hmm. So my goal was to put together a book so that it could reach more people than just those few that showed up for mm-hmm. a night of readings.
And all of these, you know, months observing something are wonderful. You know, October is shared with Breast Cancer Month.
Exactly.
Right? There are so many things each month, and they all deserve attention all year round, every single moment of the day, really.
Exactly.
So this was a good way of making sure that that happens. It's not over in October. We have this book that
yes.
we can pick up any time of year.
Really.
Mm-hmm. How did you go about soliciting work for this book?
The work in the book is actually from the Changing Heart to Hope program.
Okay.
So what we did was we already had all of these pieces that had been submitted. Mm-hmm. And Anne Hutchinson and Kate Farrell came to me. I was completely overwhelmed just in running the Hurt to Hope program. And mm-hmm. I thought, how am I ever going to have time to put together a book? And they came to me and said, we're going to help you do this.
That's great.
Yeah. And so we pulled all of the pieces together. We made our selections mm-hmm. and sat down and, you know, did a book proposal, found a publisher, Wolfsinger Publications. Carol Heitz, who has just been amazing with us.
Is that a local publisher?
She's actually based in Colorado.
Oh, okay. And there's a wonderful introduction here. That is written by one of our Sonoma County supervisors, mm-hmm. Shirley Zane.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could read the whole thing. It's a wonderful introduction, and I encourage people to get this book. They can read it themselves. And how can they get copies of Cry of the Nightbird?
It's available at you can get it online, number of venues. We really encourage people to go to either to the YWCA website or directly to our Cry of the Nightbird website, which directs you to the YWCA website, okay, and order it there, because the book is a fundraiser for the Sonoma County YWCA. So all of the profits go to support domestic violence work in this county. And so the greatest amount of profit is raised if you buy it directly through us.
Okay, very good. So and again, that's the YWCA.org. Is
so
that
it's
website?
YWCASC for Sonoma County.
Okay.
YWCASC.org. Great. Or you can go to cryofthenightbird.com.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear a few selections from this book right now. And you actually wrote a beautiful poem as another type of introduction to this book called Gifts. Would you kindly read that?
Sure. I was so inspired by all of the people that were involved in this program over the years that I wrote this as a dedication to everyone. And we use this as a dedication to the book. It's called Gifts. You come to me as electronic messages, envelopes filled with lamentation, coursing through the air in search of a place to touch ground. Stories of grief, of loss, of families ripped apart, torn limb from limb, mothers bruised, children terrified, fathers imprisoned by alcohol, legacies of pain. And yet each missive arrives bundled in courage, wrapped up with hope, looking towards a future without hiding or fear. One by one I receive these offerings, open my hands to hold them, pull them in close to my chest, and breathe in thanks. You are brave. I honor you. You are resilient. I am humbled by you. You are powerful. I draw strength from you. Each one of you is a gift.
Thank you so much. Now, it appears to me that not all of the people who submitted work concerning domestic violence are domestic violence survivors, but they have some experience in it out in the world, either as helping people through it or other ways. So it covers a wide breadth, this book.
Yes, it does.
And there's a lot to learn from it. Well, you brought along two people with you that are also in the anthology. Vilma Ginsberg is here, as well as Spirit Daughter.
Yes.
So we'll have them read a little bit from this book as well. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Cry of the Nightbird before we move on to those two poets?
Just that it's an amazing book, and you will be, although it might sound initially that you think, do I want to read a book about domestic violence? It really is about transformation, mm-hmm, and change and courage. I would really, really encourage people to pick it up. You will be transformed reading it.
I think that is such an excellent way of putting it. My experience in reading this book was not, oh my God, you know, this is so heavy and dark and I don't want to turn another page. It was the opposite of that, the exact opposite. So thank you so much for doing this work and for getting this book out in the world, Michelle.
Thank you, Catherine.
So I'll have Vilma and Spirit Daughter read now, and then I'm going to have you come back up to the mic and we'll talk about your own book of poetry, Body on the Wall.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to continue on with our program about Cry of the Nightbird, Writers Against Domestic Violence, a wonderful anthology. My next guest that is representing this anthology is Spirit Daughter. She is a mother, a grandmother, a poet, writer, artist, web designer, singer, and she is also a survivor. It's very nice to have you here, Spirit. She has raised six children, and all of this being done while you're a single mother, right? So
yes.
That's quite a chore. So before you read your poems, and you have two of them in this anthology, I'd like to ask you what it means to you to have the opportunity to put this work out into the world.
Thank you. Well, it's really a privilege and an honor to be included, and very exciting because of the potential the book has to help so many people, which is what I love about writing. And I'm a survivor in every sense of the word. And several years ago, I was critically ill and wasn't expected to live. And so when I did get through that and saw that I was here, and you know, it was like I was spared and there must be a reason. And so I felt very, very driven to fulfill my purpose. And to me, the stories that I, well, the things that I've lived through are stories that need to be told. And I've had a friend tell me that my life defies imagination and, you know, things like that. And so I feel like these stories would give the message to people that if I can live through this, you can too. If I can live and thrive and still smile, you know, you can get through your trials as well. So to me, this is my purpose, and I just want to fulfill that. And I love being able to express it in words and feel the satisfaction of that.
Excellent. And, you know, wonderful. And I really thank you for doing that kind of work. One of the sayings that I've heard over the years from people in recovery, from anything, whether it's, you know, domestic abuse or some other kind of abuse, is if you can live through the actual experience, you can live through the memories of it. Yes. And then what do you do with it? And here you are doing something very constructive with it. So thank you.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm hoping that what, you know, the horrible things that I've been through will inspire other people.
Right. Good. Yeah. Well, would you like to read your two poems now?
Yes, absolutely.
That would be great.
Okay, this one is called Unlost and Unforgotten. Heart beating wildly, I gasp. At the center of an intersection, red light, traffic paused, the clicking of my turn signal marks every crucial moment. Our destiny hangs on a fleeting prayer. Wide-eyed, I search for escape as shrilling sirens speed closer toward us, blaring bullhorns sound like sledgehammers thrashing in my head. Slapped by truth of the moment, I realize life as we know it will end. They found us, I am certain. My insides flip upside down, rise slowly, then lodge in my throat. While blue and red lights flash behind me, trapped in terror this moment, I wait, haunted, as they come to take me. Surrendering, I tremble. Just don't place my babies with our abuser, I plead in my mind, wishing we'd be lost, hidden, forgotten, together, safe, each moment. Instead, we're unlost and unforgotten.
Thank you so much. And you have another poem called Fight or Flight Impaired.
Yes. Fight or Flight Impaired. Shallow breath suspended, eyes widened in terror, my rapid pulse triggering a frenzied, anguished rush. Yet, I sit stiff, unmoving, tears frozen, the moment etched in a vacuum of time. I will kill them, he yells, throwing clothes in a bag. You'll never see them again. The babies howl, Mama! Still, silently screaming, I hold them tight. No safe place to turn to, nowhere to run. We make it through the night, then flee while he's at work. Months later, I stand in a courtroom, proof of abuse in hand. Yet, alone, nauseous, and trembling in fear, I hear the judge grant him sole custody. Shallow breath suspended, eyes widened in terror, my rapid pulse triggering a frenzied, anguished rush. Still, I stand stiff, unmoving, tears frozen, the moment etched in a vacuum of time.
So powerful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Before you leave, I wonder if you had one message that you would like to put out into the world. If there is someone listening to this show right now who is a victim of domestic violence, what would that message be? What would you like to say to him or her?
I would encourage them to write, talk, and never stop talking, and that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And as I said, if I could live through what I did, anybody can get through their trials too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
This is Catherine Hastings, and we are still reading from the anthology Cry of the Nightbird, Writers Against Domestic Violence. And my next guest who is represented in this book is Vilma Ginsberg. She's a very well-known Healdsburg poet. She is a retired psychotherapist and YWCA Women's Shelter board member from Wisconsin. She's the author of several books of poems, including Colors of Glass, 2004, Murmurs and Outcries, 2007, Snake Pit, 2010, I Don't Know How to Do This, Poems on Aging, 2011. That is such a great title. And Making Noise, which was published in 2013. Welcome, Vilma. It's nice to have you back here. You've been on this program before, several years ago. It's good to see you here again.
Thank you, Catherine. I love being on this with you.
Well, you have two poems in this anthology, Cry of the Nightbird. But I'm guessing that your connection with this topic goes back to your days as a psychotherapist and as a board member. Would you talk about that for just a minute?
Yes, thanks a lot. That's true. My career as a psychotherapist was primarily in Wisconsin for 30 or more years. I'm retired here in California. Mm-hmm. But while I was there, one of the things that I did was I served on the board of the women's shelter at the YWCA in Janesville, Wisconsin. And of course, in my practice, I saw many women who were abused, either domestic violence or other kinds of abuse. So I learned a lot about the dynamics of abuse and the dynamics of healing from abuse, which has informed some of my writing.
Why don't we go ahead and hear your poems, which are two very wonderful poems, I must say.
Thank you. The first one I'll read is called Ask Any Woman. Every woman knows, whether she tells or not, every woman knows when her soul does not consent. Every woman knows when it's really rape. No one wants to say the words, I have been raped. It opens a wound that cuts too deep, that slices into private sanctuaries, where fragile flowers of trust, like orchids in the desert, require much to live and little to die. But ask any woman, every woman knows when it's really rape. We are being raped, woman and man alike, child and elder together, one by one and en masse, black, white, yellow, red, brown, nutmeg, cinnamon, and saffron-skinned and rainbow, too. Ask any woman. She knows when she is being used, abused, even when her mind buys the lies. Her soul knows. Even when her need turns her eyes away, her soul knows. In the coffin of her throat, where embers of outrage lie entombed, harboring dormant protest, her soul knows and waits. No one likes to say, I am being raped by those I have chosen, The embarrassment weakens the will. But ask any woman. Every woman knows when it's really rape. No one wants to say, I am being raped by those I need. The humiliation turns us on ourselves, envelops us in shame. But ask any woman. Every woman knows when it's really rape. Never mind the sweet talk, seducing with pillowing promises. Never mind the artful distraction, turning our eyes to the beautifully crafted sheath, which ultimately always houses the waiting shiv. But listen, a heroic few are saying, I have been raped. And we are finally listening, for they are singing our soul's dirge. Do you feel the heat rising in your belly? Are smoldering embers coming to life? Do you hear yourself screaming, however softly, stop, enough, no more, no more? When our fires all have merged, my sisters and brothers, will it be a controlled burn or raging wildfire devastation? Meanwhile, ask yourself. And listen, we all know when it's really rape. The soul knows. But if you're not sure, ask any woman. My second poem is called Where the Scar Is. As a therapist, I learned that it was challenging to make an intimate connection, an honest and trusting connection with people who have been abused. It has to be done carefully and slowly. The trust has to build gradually. And that's where this poem came from. The challenge of trying to connect with someone who has been so deeply